Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of November 2018, and this is the 918th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting on a tram, just heading towards the older part of town, but not very far. And actually, I think I've just realised I've got onto the wrong tram. And so I shouldn't be going to the old part of the town. So I'm just about to get off the tram. Well, it was a nice little, a little detour going down this street. Everyone's preparing for the big onion market tomorrow. And there's a sign down there saying no trams in that part of the town tomorrow. It can get really crazy. There are not only everyone selling onions, but also a sort of madness of confetti and bonking, that's not the right word for this, is it? It means something else now, but what we used to use it for is a kind of, I think we must have made up the word actually, even that we had these plastic hammers that had a sort of concertinaed end on them, and they would squeak if you hit something, and people would hit you with them, in fact. So that's what's going to be happening in town tomorrow, and it'll be very crowded and very noisy. This is where I got on a moment ago, and before I went the wrong way. So I'm just going past the main station, and I've just spent a very leisurely long lunch at a restaurant next to the station, which is an old building, and it was built for the elderly Swiss burghers of Bern. So that everyone of a certain a certain right of living here would be looked after in their old age. It's a beautiful, huge building, and it's been converted now into, partly a restaurant, but lots of spaces behind it too. It's an enormous building, and it was great to be in. I have been through it as a sort of on a guided tour, but hadn't ever sort of spent time, a lot of time in it. I was meeting up with the son of a neighbour, my main neighbour, and it's always lovely with him because we've known each other and have a lot of overlapping interests that not many other people have. So the afternoon sort of wore on, the lunch became afternoon tea. And now he's gone back to Geneva. I had, before my little escapade with my leg, I had been going to be travelling down to him for a couple of days before going to France. But Mohammed came to the mountain. It was also good to meet him today because today is the 25th of November, and it is my father's birthday today, or would have been if he had still been alive. And yes, on the day, I think I mentioned this before, the day of that birthday, we had a sort of party, a lunch party, to celebrate his life, reading his poetry and generally remembering him and remembering very much how he was a person who lived to the hilt. And at that time, Ben came to Bern to be the Tasmanian representative at an otherwise at a party which otherwise I was sort of the only person from afar, well, from very afar. It's been a really lovely day of doing things. This morning I was taken up to Zinnwald, and in my head I thought this was a really long way away and that it would take a long time. But Bern this morning was under thick cloud, and my host drove me up. Not that far, sort of maybe 20 minutes up to this spot above the clouds where we could see all the mountains and this sea of cloud below. Really sort of breathtaking and much more exciting, really, coming up from within the clouds to have the Alps revealed. Because since I've been here, it's been cloudy the whole time. I haven't, well, there's been too much cloud to see the Alps from here. And ventured up a little hill, even on my crutches, so that was a bit of an achievement. And there's something about being here. You could sort of be anywhere. I mean, Bern is very particular and has some beautifully individual spots to it, but you sort of feel that it's just another place until the Alps are revealed and you suddenly realise that actually this is very definitely Switzerland and nowhere else. And it's magic, and if they were visible all the time, I don't think you'd get... You wouldn't gasp and stretch your eyes in the same way as just experiencing a place, you know, in its greyness and having it suddenly displayed towards you. These mountains that are unbelievably high when before you've just had smaller hills. So even though it's likely to be grey for the rest of my stay, I will have really been here, really, really been here. And now I think I'm coming up to my getting off station, so I will pause for a while. It's the end of the day and I am in bed and I'm just really waiting for tomorrow and waiting to know whether or not I can travel on. But it's been a good day for both doing what's most important in my life, and also today I had a really interesting talk about my writing with someone who is really good at asking the right questions about it and understanding the different questions that need to be asked, the value of going deeper rather than necessarily sticking with what is more straightforward and really just knowing what I need to do. So that felt really valuable. I haven't been doing any novel writing, it's per se, just a little bit of thinking about it, and of course the walking around when I could to really get a sense of where my character was walking and what they would have seen from different places, not just seen but all the senses. I do hope that you too have had a good day. Maybe you're having a weekend off, or maybe the weekends are when you're really able to engage with whatever's most important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. And P.S., I apologise for number 916 not going out with the MailChimp. It is on my website, so if you want to listen to it, it's there.